But wisdom, now watch this. It says in Proverbs 8:18, unending wealth and glory comes to those who discover where I dwell. The riches of righteousness and a long, satisfying life will be given to them. Have I said anything you like yet? How many of you like to know and live where God dwells? How many of you like to have a long, satisfying life? Notice what he said, riches and righteousness and a long, satisfying life will be given to them. What I impart has greater worth and gold than gold and treasure. Because see, with what he impart can get you the gold, the treasures, everything. But people sometimes go after money, and that's the wrong thing they do. You need to go after the wisdom and knowledge, the anointing, the insight, to understand it, to give yourself to it, make it and clean your mind up, clean, other words, so you have clear vision, clear direction. You understand it. No, but people that go after money, most time they lose it because money, the devil has access, and they don't know they're under the control and operating under a system that is a fallen system and is a mammon system. And if you go after it, it will destroy you. Or you may get, like the world got a lot of money, but you notice how they do the people to get it. They don't care what they do to them, how much they do to them. I think someone told me, and this is happening right now. This is why we're praying. And people don't care. I remember when I was in Vietnam, and this was the war was not about trying to win over the North over the South. You know, the Northern Vietnamese was set up to take control and get the gang over the south part of Vietnam. That's what they were trying to do. And American got involved. And you listen to this, American got involved. And what they was doing, what they made it look like, on the surface, that's what it looked like. They were really going to help the South Vietnamese people. But you know what the bottom line was in that? Money. They saw where they could make some big bucks. They didn't care about us. They didn't care about our lives. Because as long as it went on, it had no, just kind of like the children of Israel, they could have been in the promised land, what? About a little less than 2 weeks, and they went for 40 years. That's why that war went on so long, because there was money involved. And see, God wants you to have insight into, so you won't get caught up in the schemes and the connivance and the deception of the world. And we are here to preach a gospel that will set men free, but at the same time, the world wanna bind us and confine us to what we can do so they can tell us what to do and control what we can do, what we have and all that. But there's a wisdom and there's a knowledge from God that you don't have to operate on that system. But most people think, well, I can't get nowhere unless I can borrow some money. As long as you think that way, you won't do any better. This here is not available to you because you're over here in another. And I'm not saying 1 minute is wrong to borrow, but it's wrong to be under that control. Just think about right now, just think about what if we had gone and we probably would have qualified, I don't know how much we would have qualified for. Which one y'all like the best? I know which one I do. We've gone, we said we're going to build this new building. And right now it's somewhere 85 to 90% done. And we'll get off of that. Let's just stay with what I'll talk about that some other time later. And what if we're going to borrow $1 million? Can you imagine what the payment would have been on $1 million? You think we had it paid off at least 10, 11 years? How many years have we been working on it? Let's see, it's 10, 12. Let's see, we started in 07. Counted 12 years, I think. 11 years. Okay. And what if we had borrowed the money? And what you think a note would have been on $1 million? A month, probably about $40 a month. What you think? Maybe 50. Just somewhere around 50. Not much over 100, huh? And the world don't, if we miss a payment, miss a few payments, do you think they're going to say, oh, that's all right. Did y'all just go on to you? Maybe one day y'all get where y'all can pay for it. They kicked us out before we got in. But wisdom, God want to show us some things about your personal life, even where you are right now. Are you finished living? You lived all you want to live? I'm going to live till I leave here. I ain't going to be crawling around, praise God. I'm going to believe God every minute I live. Amen? So let me read on. Wisdom. God has a way. This is I'm reading this because I probably won't get to the other till later, but to show you why this secret, this was kept secret. Now it's revealed to this generation, to this, should I say, in this dispensation, because it's been revealed since Jesus got up from the dead. All right, you ready? Where did I stop at? Verse 19. Let's read verse 19. What I impart has greater worth than gold and treasure. And the increase I bring benefit more than a what? A windfall of income. I lead you into the ways of righteousness. To discover what? The paths of true justice. To do what? To discover the paths of true justice. There's some paths out there, but they're not just. But I'm going to lead you down the paths of true justice. Those who love me gain what? Woo! See there? And see, but Satan make you think, you know, take the fellow that peddling dope or pushing dope, he can make him some quick money and get rich and get a lot of stuff. He don't know, and doesn't know, some of them, they don't know how quick they die and what turmoil, what pain, what this destruction it brings. But down this path that we're talking about, it brings you not only great wealth, but it also protects you with your wealth. With your wealth. Amen. Great wealth and what? Glorious inheritance. And I will fill their lives with what? Treasure.